Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening. Before Shlem of Nisl Bas Edel, page 418, Simon Shin Nun Zayin. We're going to be learning Siv based in Siv Gimel before we proceed to El Chashabas. I want to Shemem. I also want to finish the Simon Beis Hashem. Okay, so Siv based in page 418 tells us the following: Piv Shemachus Abba Amos B'Meisha Berushus Rabim Yeshu Abba Amos. This is picture number 7. Have you got it? Picture number 7. Hesuich. A person pours a wastewater into a kind of biv. It must be covering an area of 4 amas, which is in alongside, which is in the Rosh Hashanah. V'yesh po abal abba muta lishpoich afilu al abiv afilu b'maisacham elatu pour water in there. Hafu pishamayim yoytzi miyad miyod lechutz, although the water is going to go from his hand right into the Rosh Hashanah. Ubilvad shelo yesilon sheleitz. As long as the silo in the pipe is not made out of, wood, shene ma'im ruim livloya. Because if it's made out of wood, it will not absorb. It's not a very absorbent material, and therefore it's not going to get absorbed, and therefore you're not allowed to. Again, the whole idea of this dalad amas is that it should be absorbing the wastewater, the sosaim. If there is no way it's going to absorb this amount of wastewater, such as in the case of the wood, of being a wooden material, then the halacha is you're not allowed to pour water in there because it's going to inevitably go into Rosh Hashanah. But if it's made out of stones, then it's going to be muta. Why stones better? The answer is because stones, if we're talking about pebbles, and pebbles amongst earth is very, very absorbent indeed. So therefore, again, if this area that you're going to pour the water into is an area which has stones and a bit of earth in between, that's a very absorbent material, and therefore you may pour your wastewater in there because it's going to absorb and it's not going to go into the Rosh Hashanah. We don't pass like this Rambam. If it's even if it's 100 amas, you may not put the water in there because it is too likely it's going to go into Rosh Hashanah. You may only pour on the sides of this biv, on the side of it, and indirectly will go into this sewage and only thereby go into Rosh Hashanah. And biv, sewer, like a sewage, as in the picture. Siv Gimel, Bamei Dvorim Amurim. When do we say this is the halacha? Kshamayim yoytzim l'Rosh Hashanah. This is only talking about if it ends up in Rosh Hashanah. Avalim yoytzim l'kamelis. But if it's going to go into the kamelis, mutar lishpach al pi biv afilu b'maisachamo. If it's going to end up in a kamelis, it's going to be mutar. We spoke about this earlier. That if the end product is going to be kamelis, then it's mutar because it's a drabonon. V'yesh oim says the Ramot in chiluk b'kamelis Rosh Hashanah. Some are stringent and they don't pass it like that. And they say, no. It doesn't make a difference if it's going to end up in Rosh Hashanah or in a kamelis. V'davke b'kamelis shir l'shtoy chayir, t'mech lo b'shut rabim atzmo afilu b'zman hazeh, t'les lo shut rabim. He said that if we are stringent and we say that you may not pour into a kamelis, that's only a kamelis which is within the city, because the kamelis within the city, that looks as if it's lo shut rabim. But havel kamelis shechutz leir, but if you're talking about a kamelis which is outside of the city, or chutz shenu meraves, or chutz which is non-uruf, sure it's going to be muta. So we're distinguishing now in what kind of kamelis. The kamelis which is in Rosh Hashanah is more stringent, and there is room for stringency because it looks like Rosh Hashanah. However, if you're talking about a kamelis which is outside of the city, it's going to be muta. And finally, ish amukeves choyma, if you're talking about an ear which is surrounded by a wall, for lo erev, but no erev was made. Kachosh enem erev is dumb. It's like kachosh enem eruv, and therefore the kamel is there. You would be allowed to pour into a kamel is there. In veimatzin lemalam asar, if this pipe is higher than 10, so imagine the picture number 7. If it's higher than 10, shoivri mamayim derech mokum tole kamelis yesh laokel. If the pipe is in a pipe which doesn't go subterranean, is that the word? Subterranean, but it's on the pipe goes like in the, and then goes down. So since it goes through the Rosh Mokum Ptur, it's going to be muta anyway because it's v'chein ikra, because it's Rosh Hashanah Yochid derech Mokum Ptur to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and that's why it's muta. Why does he need to be Dalet Amos? We are trying to make this Biv area into a Mokim Ptur, which is under Ishus Rabim. This Suah needs to be a Mokim Ptur. Now, if it would be, this is an area that is really within the Ishus Rabim, but Loi Daaseh B'Rabim, people will not walk over it, and hence it remains a Din of a Mokim Ptur. If there would be no things on top, then it would be part. It would become part of the Ushus Rabbim. Why does it need to be the Dalet Amos? Well, what would you suggest? How much should it be? More or less? The idea is, what we are trying to establish is that we have over here an area which is a sewer, a wastewater collection, which on the one hand is able to absorb Sosaim, on the other hand is remains in Makom Ptur. And through the Makom Ptur it goes into the Ushus Rabim. Okay. Page 382. Okay, I want to try to aim to complete the sermon tonight. See if we'll manage. Also, the kabbat melach, member sofer is hamelach. Second line of page 382. Salt. Now, salt is normally gathered. So the halacha is as follows. Sif test. Also, the kabbat melach, you may not gather salt. Member sofer is hamelach from where the gathering place of salt is. Shadoim le me'ameh, because that resembles me'ameh. What is me'ameh? Pardon? Gathering. Very good. Gathering. What's an example of me'ameh? Collecting apples. Good, that's right. Perfect example is collecting apples. Now, the halacha is by me'ameh that is an issa of me'ameh if you're collecting shoes from the floor and putting them on the shoe rack? You're collecting them? No, why not? That's right. Only by gedulei karka. So me'ameh, the halacha of me'ameh is defined by gathering gizule karka, things that grow from the ground, gathering them and heaping them up together. That is the definition of melach ma'ameh. So therefore, if you are collecting apples under an apple tree, and you're putting them together in a basket, you're over melach ma'ameh min ha'toyre. But this will only be if it's gidule karka. If you're collecting shoes, you're collecting toys, you're collecting whatever it may be, which doesn't grow, that's not melach ma'ameh. What about salt? What about salt? If you're gathering salt and heaping it together, is that considered ma'ameh, yes or no? It can't be doing ice. So why? Because of gidulei karka. But nevertheless, it does resemble a little bit. It's not mamash like shoes and...
It doesn't have similar features to
gidulei karka.
Is it like a toldah, basically?
Yeah, it's not even a toldah. A would still be doing ice. It's less than that. But there's an element of resemblance, and therefore it's mederabanan. And that's what we're learning over here. Also, the kabetz melach, misofois melach, you may not gather salt, because it resembles me'ameh. And indeed, the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Lamed Vav tells us, le'mavichin also mederabanan. It's mederabanan. Aval imur guf eleke, but me'ameh on a Torah level, it isn't. De'ein imur elo begidulei karka, because me'ameh is only with things that literally grow from the ground, which salt doesn't. Elo, oi. Excuse me. V'chein also lekabetz kol davar mekum geduloi, and similarly, it's also to gather anything which is real me'ameh. So, as Mishnah Berurah Sefkot Lamed Zayin tells us, haynu peiros, fruit, yerokos, vegetables, ve'etzim, woods, ve'asovim, grass and herbs, v'chol davar hagadol min hakarka, anything that grows from the ground, it's over on me'ameh min ha'toyre. So, the Shulchan Aruch Sif test really says two things. It says to toyre, level of ma'ameh, which is on things that grow from the ground. That's the second point. And the first point is that salt is only asur midrabanan. See if you'd. Hamekabetz devel, dry, somebody who gathers dry dates. Ve'asur min ha'igul, and he makes like, He puts them all. He makes like a thing. He gathers them together. Oy, or shenokav te'enim ve'echnis achav Abraham. Or he took figs and he put a string around those figs. Hachin iskap tzuguf echot until they were tied together as one unit. Hariz it told us me'ame v'chayev. It's told us me'ame v'chayev. V'chein kol kiyot v'zeh and sim anything similar to that. So Rabbi Yisai, if you're taking figs, you're making a hole in them. You're tying them together through a string. That is told as ma'ame and the raisa. Why is that ma'ame? Taking figs, make a hole in them, and you make a. Let's say you make a necklace out of a fig necklace. Making a hole in them, and you're putting them around. Fancy a fig necklace, Chaim? How about that? Yeah, it might be.
What about the skewer? Where does he pick them up?
And you
put the, you know, you sometimes see all these fancy things.
Yes, yeah, so that would be the same thing. So it would be ma'ameh,
minat
Torah.
Yeah, well. So he's already collected them.
Yeah, they've been collected.
Already, and he just puts them in a ring.
Yeah.
How is it possible to do a ma'ameh
that's
already been done?
Good question. So I don't know if they've, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if they have been completely.
Could be.
Maybe that's better pshat. Yeah, okay, I agree with you. They probably haven't been fully gathered.
No, it could be.
I mean, the point of the Shulchan Aruch is that once you're taking those figs and you're putting them together, this very fact that you're attaching them around the string, that is a told of ma'ameh and that's a chiyuv in its own right. Where they were previously, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if there is a halacha of ein ma'ameh acha ma'ameh. I'm not sure if there is such a halacha. But either way, the point is that the fact you're gathering them together, that's the malacha. Yeah.
If someone's doing a fruit platter and they put it all the dates together, that's not guf echad.
Yeah. So the fact you're making them in guf echad, that's the malacha derais in its own right. Save yud base. Save yud aleph. Av b'shenoiz dim shum shimim ve'goizim netvash. We're moving on to a slightly different halacha. You're taking sesame and you're taking nuts and you're joining them together. You're making one thing out of this with honey. Lo yechabzem biyodoy. You may not separate them with your hand. So what you're doing over here? Now I don't know the exact details of this because I don't exactly know the food habits. But something, if you're taking sesame, you're taking nuts and you're joining it together with the honey, and you're making a kind of what is it? Yeah, maybe. Lo yichabtzem biyod, you may not separate it. Once you have joined them together, you may not separate them biyod with your hand. It's a kind of separation process you do after merging them together.
Is this stira of mother?
So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say the way you are saying it, but in a way it is. Sivkal amet es lo yichabtzem biyod, erot zonem ha shemahadik biyod egoizim al edishim mafrid advash mebuchutz, tavik boir. There's an element of boir by doing that. By separating the honey, by squeezing the honey out, that's a kind of boireh. You are squeezing it, you're separating them, that's a kind of boireh. I don't know how strong it is, how solid it is, I'm not sure. Save yud base. Anoisin zer lepishton, oy shum shenin v'chiritzipen b'mayim, chayim shum losh. We're now adding an extra aloch of losh, which is you're taking the seedlings of pishton, of flax, oy shum shenin and the sesame, and you're putting them in water. So you're taking this seeds or shumshum in sesame, you're putting them in water, you're doing losh, kneading. Because you're making a kind of your mixture and the kind of, you're taking seeds and water, what does it become? Seed in water, or you're taking sesame in water, what does it become?
Paste.
So if it comes a kind of paste, that's losh, kneading. Seeds in water becomes a paste. Everyone losh. Seif yud gimel ein shovrin acheres, breaking the cheres. China, you're taking a beautiful china ware and you're breaking it. Never mind the fact that some people might not be happy about this, but. Besides that, also, there's a melacha of ein shovrin acheres. You may not break earthenware. What's the issa of it? Why is the issa of... Oh, I would have thought it's so as well. But Mishnah Berurah explains this slightly differently in Sifkot Nehem and Shovin Acheres, Kedei Laniach Aleihem Fechia Gavna. The Mishnah Berurah's scenario is that we're talking about breaking it in order to have small pieces. Would you break China where to have a small piece? Not necessarily, but that's what we're talking about over here. You may not break something in order to have a smaller piece. Ve'en koirin ania, and you may not tear paper, mipnei shukim misakin kli, because you have misakin kli. Now why is tearing a paper considered tikkun kli? You are fixing a kli by tearing it? Yeah? And now by making it available as a cloth, very interesting. The bialocha goes that way. So, I want to ask, why is this, when it comes to tearing, this is really important. What could the melocha of tearing have? When you're tearing something, what melochas could you be over on? Tearing a piece of paper. What melochas could it be?
Erasing or destroying writing. Destroying writing,
moichek. Interesting.
Anyway, so you shouldn't be touching.
So let's say you've designated the paper in advance.
It's a napkin.
Yeah. What malacha is tearing? I mean, what malacha is tearing a paper? Kriya. So you're saying koirea. Now, you're right. Tearing a paper should be koirea. We're going to get back to that in a minute. There's something else as well. Soisa, no, it's not soisa. Soisa is it, you're destructing something which is probably more, would be a boina to establish. Soisa to take it down, demolish. So there is a melacha of mechatech. Mechatech, however, it wouldn't apply. Only, mechatech is only if you are careful about a certain measurement. For instance, perforated paper, if you're tearing through that, that is mechatech, just to get that clear. Mechatech is only if you have perforation, you're makpid on a certain mid, on a certain measurement. Here we're learning that tearing, however, is tikkun kli. And the question is, why is this tikkun kli and why is it not koirea? Normally, Kerea would be included Melach of Kerea. Mishnah Berurah is bothered about this in Sifkot Mem Aleph. Umayrish ain't makbid al amidah. He said, certainly we're talking about you're not careful about your, you don't care about which measure it comes out. Til avochi, because otherwise, yesh b'mgam mishu mechatech upi oivo mechatech. So Rabbi said, point number one, if you're careful about the shear, about the measurement, you're oivo mechatech. Point number two, ve'im koire nia lekroim, if you're tearing it into small pieces, kidele kaneach es atzma behen, because you need small pieces of paper, if you need small parts of a paper, hoile shayir es atashma, for any particular small purpose, chay mishum kere, that's when you're chayv on kerea. Shu kerea menas lesakim, because that's a positive tearing. Ova mechabalo iskir, kan atam shum kerea, and that's why over here there's no point, you don't need to mention kerea. So Korea is, the definition of Korea is if you need a small piece. That's the Bialoch Mishnah Berurah's Chiddush. If you're pair tearing something, because I need this small piece of paper, that's Korea. However, yeah.
When you're tearing this kind of toilet paper, or when you have tissues in the box which are attached together and you pull...
Mechatech.
That is Mechatech.
Mechatech. Yeah. You can, because you wanted a certain measurement. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah now goes into tearing envelopes, letters. Allowed to open an envelope. Besides the fact that it might be muktzeh as well, and from chum, allowed to envelope, allowed to open up envelopes on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says over here, "Likreg igeres hamechutam." If you've got a sealed envelope, hafuli mizor shalayish beroisyos. Even if you are careful not to go through the letters. If you're careful, you're able to tear the envelope without going through letters. Gam can also the kula alma. This also remains also. It's also even if you are asking a goy, you can't ask a goy to do that. Yes, unless it's a tzarich gadol. So tearing envelopes is also on Shabbos. If you care about a measurement, what's your scenario? What's your case? No, that, I don't know. Mechatech is if you're tearing it in a certain. Normally, you're opening up something which was sealed normally the package that you're referring to, it's not mechatech because they were actually created as being opened. They've been sealed together, and now you're opening them again. That's not mechatech. Is that what you're referring to? Mechatech is if you're separating something which was never. If mechatech is only if something was never separated in the first place, and you're now separating it for the first place. I don't know how they are. Is that mechatech? Were they initially? Yeah, perhaps. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. See if you dalet is as follows: Amedapik nyorois oy oyrois bekoilon shel soifrim, sticking together, sealing together papers or hides bekoilon shel soifrim, which is the glue that the soifrim use. V'chayes one similar has told us toifer v'chayv. That's toifer. So when everything that they're gluing something together is also toifer. Gluing something together is like toifer. So what would be a case for that? Gluing together. Some poiskim rabbosai challenge the nappies because of toifer. If you put a velcro, it's not much velcro, that's the thing, it's a bit sticky. It's not much velcro. Nappies.
Just in the last few months, none of the brands I've found use glue anymore. It used to always be a question of glue. And literally it's happened in the last few months that everyone's bought it just to develop it. It's cheaper, I don't know.
Okay, good. Okay, so until a few months ago, the nappies, if there's a glue element, some poskim held it's toifer. Some disagreed. So what's the argument it should be toifer? You're gluing it together. But many poskim held that it's not toifer, because it's never meant to be permanent. Toifer, the whole idea of toifer is that you're gluing something together for it to be there on a permanent basis.
And it's the first time as well. Yes,
that's right. It wouldn't be toifer. V'chein ha-mefarek nyoro is dvukim. Similarly also, if you disconnect elements of paper which have been sticking together, or hides, which have been connected together, glued together. If you are separating them, and your intention wasn't just to tear them apart, Hazel told us, it's also told us, and you'll be chayv for that. So it depends, the Mishabu explains, why you're separating it. That Mishmar Yitzchak Kot Mem Dalet, for instance, says, if you're tearing it open, Kolchkin Bekirak Bebeged Bemok Matfira. If you're tearing something open, in a clothing, you're tearing it open for a very positive purpose because you need to stitch something on, you need to fix something. Leizet Toeles Nehu Pichayev. We are talking about you're tearing something open for no specific purpose. Then that's the difference if it's Chayev or not. You are Toifer, by separating something for positive, constructive purpose, it's kiriya and ichayev. If it's in a very destructive way, then it wouldn't be chayev. Another example given in Sifkot Memhei is pages of a sefer which have not. Did you have experience a sefer open a new brand new sefer, and then you're opening it up? Mishnah Berurah says the following: "V'likreya mechodesh dapin shel asforim." If you're opening up dapin pages of a sefer, shelo nischatchu miboydoyim, which was never opened up beforehand, yesh b'mchiyuva yochayev. I feel that any yudi also needs to be also even through a goy. Rabbi Yisai, did you ever experience? Mishnah Berurah says, if you're opening up a sefer for the first time and you're tearing the pages open, that's chayev. Why? Because the tearing is a very constructive thing. You're tearing it open. Now the pages are disconnected, and that's why it's told this career and you're chayev. However, is this really referring to our form nowadays? Do you ever experience that the brand new safe, you're opening it up, and you're career? Do you ever experience it? Okay, so I think, now you may not agree with me, I think that this is not what we're talking about over here. I think the brand new foam that we have nowadays, they have not been, it's just from tremendous pressure that it appears as if they have been. But I don't think it's possible to print nowadays. I don't think the way conventional printing goes nowadays. It's impossible that these pages were connected through the printing process. Rabbi Yisai, I think that if you open this up, If you're opening this up and you feel that the pages are, you're disconnecting the pages, I feel this is just from the pressure from the Sforim, and it's not really something which is Kirea, I think. Could that be true? I think that it's impossible to print it nowadays, and it was closed. I don't think it's shy. Ah, yes, maybe that.
More likely when the blade cuts the pages straight, it
yeah. So either way, if it's from the cutting process or from the printing process, then it wouldn't be Melech's Kriya to open it. Yeah, I'm not sure, but I believe that it's probably okay. Okay, Rabbi said, just to recap what we learned, just to summarize briefly, we spoke about Mekabetz when it comes to the salt, which is Chiyuv D'Oraisa. It's Ma'amer. Ma'amer is only by Gidulei Karka. Salt is not Gidulei Karka, only with Rabbonim. We spoke about hanging figs onto a string, which is Chiyuv D'Oraisa. We learned about taking seeds and putting them in water, which is like a losh. We spoke about breaking china, which might not be a great idea in the first place, but if you're breaking china and getting small pieces out of this for positive, constructive purpose, it's also tikkun kli. Tearing pages is also, if you need the small pages, that's also min ha-Torah. We learned about sticking, gluing together hides or pages. That is teufa min ha-Torah. We spoke about disconnecting them, who pichayv min ha-Torah, if it's for a constructive, positive purpose, otherwise only mit rabbonon. Good evening, Rabbi Isai.